This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Joining me on Stockbox today is Mike McLaren, the CEO of X-Fuels, which is listed on the OTC Pink Markets, soon to list on the OTCQB with the ticker XFLS. Now, hello, Mike. It's the first time we're talking. Welcome to Stockbox. How are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Very good. Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much for your time today. So could you start us off by perhaps introducing the company, the projects that you're involved in, and really what you're all about?
Right. Okay. Well, X-Fuels is a unique energy provider that operates. We operate three vertically integrated business units. We have created a vertically integrated company where each subsidiary creates value and adds support to the other ones. We've blended sort of a portfolio of both traditional energy assets as well as green energy assets. Biodiesel production and biomass energy, as well as integrated that into traditional oil and gas production and oil and gas service and end-of-life abandonments.
Okay. It's interesting that you're in both spaces, fossil fuels and, of course, green energy, because more often than not, those two are battling against each other. You've mentioned this vertical integration. How is the company bringing both fossil fuels and green energy together under one roof?
There is a lot of crossover between the two. Really, at the end of the day, it's all just energy and how it's managed. It's all carbon energy, even with green energy. So we're really working towards bringing a more of a lower impact, let's call it, development of fossil fuels. I don't like that word, but I guess we'll use it for now. The fossil fuels and utilizing those and offsetting our fossil fuel development with the production of biodiesel as well as biomass to energy, even in our service equipment, using the biodiesel as a fuel supplement, really brings down a carbon footprint for some of this end of life abandonment work that we do. Over the last little while, we've really cut down on the number of diesel engines that we even have running during the end of life abandonment, which has really improved the carbon footprint of that final work that we do to put a well to bed.
Okay, so what exactly do you mean by vertical integration, and why is this a key part of the strategy?
Because each of the subsidiaries they interact with each other. So we can, with having the service department, we're able to take over, let's call it, some of these marginal wells that are out there, and we're able to bring them back online or what we call put them to bed, which is a final abandonment, for a lot less overhead and money than normal oil and gas companies would be. Therefore, they sit there and they're not valuable for people. So they just sit there and don't do any work. We're able to bring those wells back online. We're able to work with those wells and having our service company and right the other way around. The oil and gas revenues really help secure a constant cash flow for the rest of the company.
Okay.
And then, of course, we have our technologies, of course, which we also integrate into our everyday, work, whether that be on the oil and gas production side or the oil and gas service side, which really help cut costs and also reduce our carbon footprint.
Okay. So you've mentioned cash flow, and of course that is a very important component of any listed company. Can you tell us the path to cash flow then, by perhaps explaining what current projects you have and the stage they're at now and the plan to take them to positive cash flow?
At the moment, we're pretty much at positive cash flow with the company, other than, you know, of course, a debt that we've acquired over the years, building. But operationally, definitely we're at a positive cash flow. The current projects, of course, what we have is we have around 120 to 150 barrels a day, depending on where we're at here. Things in oil and gas production change on a daily rate. Wells go up, wells go down. So, that helps out a lot, having that that constant cash flow from oil and gas production, which we have here in around the Edmonton area in Alberta, as well as having the service work. We have two rigs and all this support equipment. And actually, we're looking at a third rig now to be able to do a lot of the grant work that we've got from the Alberta government, as well as client work for the well cleanup and end-of-life abandonments. And then ultimately, we also have we've purchased an old incinerator plant. Well, it's not that old, it was fairly recent, and we're in the process of converting that incinerator plant into a gasifiers, which will do gas to liquids and gas to energy, or biomass to liquids and biomass to energy. As well as on that same site, we're building a biodiesel plant, which we felt was all helps be, you know, integrating into each other, and how that circles back around is we use that energy and that those liquid products in our service equipment and in the oil and gas development, which helps reduce the carbon footprint there and makes us a lot greener on that side. And then we've also set our sights on some assets in Texas and Oklahoma. We're looking to expand into that area, which we felt that our style of company could really do well down there, which we're somewhat of a new concept in the U.S. for that. So it's we've been getting quite a good reaction from different agencies to bring our business plan there.
Okay, so in the green energy production space, then you're in gas to energy, biodiesel, and gas to liquid fuel. Is that right? Those sectors?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
And so, I mean, what I mean by biomass is really RDF, farm waste, all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. That's the solid, dry side into a gasifier. One of the other things we've been toying with is a possibility on the same site, because we have quite a few acres, would be to also bring in a biodigester because we are in the heart of agriculture country. So there is an opportunity for wet waste as well.
Okay. But do you still believe that oil and gas still has a key role to play, at least in the short term?
I guarantee it has a key role to play in the long term. Being a scientist, I get it. Everybody would like to see a transition, but we've been talking about transition for 50 years. At the end of the day, to transition an entire world from one type of fuel over to another is a very, very, very big job. And I think that oil and gas will always be something that we have let's call it a keystone for energy development. It'll just take on different forms, like what we're doing, where it's oil and gas development. We're using, we have different technologies to produce hydrogen. I don't know if, one of the things, tidbits of information that I like to put out there is what people don't realize is 98% of the world's hydrogen production comes from natural gas. It always has. It's pretty much impossible to do it from any other thing. you know, for the demand that's needed right now. So, you know, it'll be, you know, as technologies move forward, I think it'll change. But, you know, biomass to hydrogen is, you know, it's always been something that intrigues us. It's always been something we've been working on. However, when you get to that point, when you've got biomass, you'd like to turn it into energy or something else. There's always something better to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, in terms of key metrics then for investors, can you give any idea on the financial figures and cash flow situation?
I think between the two companies this year, you know, we will probably... Over the period of 12 months that we've been up and running, we'll probably be able to report, you know, north of $3 million. We're hoping to get to the next, level, which will be, you know, in the next year, with a few more assets under our belt. We're looking to get into that 10 million plus area. That has been our key goal and one of our milestones, if you want to say that we want to hit, would be an area where we're consistently, you know, anywhere between $10 and $20 million. So that has to be done with our, you know, our asset acquisitions through oil and gas production, and build the rest of the company, you know, through that oil and gas production revenue. To be able to, you know, to build the rest of it, to be able to catch up with that. Ultimately, our biodiesel production and our biodiesel to our biomass to energy will surpass that revenue, but it takes some time without, you know, selling the entire company out to do that.
Okay. So the roadmap really is about building the company, building the revenue through acquisitions.
Correct.
What would be the return for shareholders? Capital growth, or would you also look to make a dividend payment at some point?
Well, I mean, ultimately, that's the goal of a public company, is to be able to pay dividends. But but right now, I'd say it's capital growth for sure. Okay. I mean, we have to get it into that sustainability portion. Get to a point where the company is, you know, growing on its own internally. Ultimately there's going to be a few uplists to different exchanges over that period of time as well. There'll be some debt that's taken on that'll have to be supported. We are doing our best to keep the company with our financing endeavors away from, I guess you would call it, toxic financings that are out there. I think we're past that now. From what we're sort of forecasting, and we're able to move it up on a little bit more of traditional financing and internal finance as well.
Okay. Well, just a final question then, Mike. Can you perhaps give investors three reasons why they might consider investing in X Fuels?
I think our first reason, obviously, is our business plan. I mean, it's from an energy company point of view. We are what I consider at least the interim future of energy production, being a blend, you know, a sustainable blended company, which is embracing, all different forms of energy, whether that be traditional assets or green assets. I would say the second reason that people would like to look at our company would be, of course, the fact that we're in growth mode. It's ground floor opportunity, obviously, and we're past the. I mean, ultimately, every company is still a risk at this stage, but I think we're past that a little, where we have some ability to sustain ourselves without having to jump into financing arrangements that may not be conducive to outside shareholders. And then ultimately, thirdly, is said that our eventual goals are to move to grow and to push our technologies forward, which are, you know, very cutting edge, and we have that technological upside. I think that everybody's looking for in a small cap public company, which will ultimately be worth a lot of money at the end of the day.
Okay, well, Mike McLaren, the CEO of X-Fuels, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews, and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching @StockboxMedia.